Citizen of Sirish Dhani, sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ruvain Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. And we said tonight we would begin formally Tachanun. We gave the introduction, the posture, sitting, standing, leaning, right arm, left arm, Sefer Torah, no Sefer Torah. We talked about why, the image of the posture that we take, what we're trying to message, a confrontation with our own mortality, the two introductory Psukim, Bayomer David Agad and Racham Bechanu Chatas Levanecha, which brings us up to the core and centerpiece of Tachanun, which is Tehillim Perek Vav, Tehillim Chapter 6. And Tehillim Chapter 6 tells the story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech at this point in his life is describing to the Ribono Shel Olam that he's weak, he's infirm, he's frail. It's unclear exactly why. And the big machlokas, the Mefarshim, a big machlokas among the Tanaim, exactly what David is describing in this illness. Is it according to the Radak that he's talking about physical illness and ailment? Ability would mean for perpetuity. It would mean for people in all circumstance of illness and sickness. He's speaking for them. A second possibility, Ibn Ezra says, Nemar ala golus. David HaMelech is describing the pain of exile, the pain of being displaced from our homeland, the pain of being on the run and pursued. That the pain that David HaMelech is describing, that he's in bed, soaked in tears, weak, unable to stand up, is really the pain, the description of the despondency and bitterness of living in Galus and living in the exile. Alternatively, some suggest David HaMelech is describing being pursued and chased by his enemies. He's on the run. And on the run, he feels vulnerable. He feels fragile. He feels exposed. So many who are out to get him, who are out to kill him. And he's appealing to Hashem, exhausted and tired from constantly fighting back, from constantly being on the run. And he's pushing back in that circumstance. Whatever the case may be, David is describing, as we'll see in the words themselves, he's weary from his groans, that every night his bed floats, it's soaked with tears. The Medrash tells us that David HaMelech's pillow had to be changed every night 7 times. They were so soaked with his tears, crying from his condition and his place in the world, whether again it was physical illness, it was enemies, it was exile. But his pillow needed to be changed, his linens needed to be changed 7 times every night. Ad kedei kach, he filled them and soaked them with tears. And he's writing this as a precedent for us, even though certainly every morning, every afternoon, we may not be producing the same tears, but we can feel a similar sadness going through a similar place and a similar condition. Now this Mizmor, Kapitel Vav, actually begins with an opening pasuk that we omit. In our Tachanun by Yomer David Agad, and then we have Racham V'Chanun, and then we jump into the second pasuk of Kapitel Vav, but we leave out the opening pasuk. The opening pasuk is Lam Natzeach Al Hashminas Mizmor LeDavid, which was an instruction. The Mizmorim, the Kapitloch of Tehillim, were accompanied by music. Everything is made better with music. There was an 8-string harp, and this was a message to the conductor that this Kapitel, Tachanun, was meant to be sung. It was conducted together with an eight-string harp. What's 8 strings? So Rav Shimshon HaFal Hirsch, in his commentary on Tehillim, points out that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Gimel tells us that in the Beis HaMikdash, the kinur, the harp, had 7 strings. And yet here David HaMelech is invoking that this mizmor should be played with 8 strings. If the standard harp of the Mikdash was 7-string, why is David HaMelech appealing for or giving instruction for 8 strings? So Rav Hirsch points out, whenever we find the number 8, 8 represents more than Teva. 7 is nature, 7 is natural, 7 days in the week, 7 days of creation. 7 represents Teva, represents nature. And Shmona, 8, is one more than nature. A bris milah is on the 8th day, overcoming natural instinct and impulse, one more than nature. What does that have to do with this kapitel, with this mizmor, this pasuk that we omit? We say it in Tachanun, we're not giving any instruction to the conductor. So we leave this pasuk out about the 8-string harp. But what was it messaging? What's the idea? So it says Rav Hirsch, in the natural order, in the natural world, a person cries so much that their pillow needs to be changed 7 times a night. They give up. Hopelessness, helplessness. It's over. Forget about it. No chance. But we understand that Ein Mazal Yisrael, we're a people that don't live in Teva. We're not bound or limited by nature. We're a people of the number 8. We transcend. We're bigger. We're stronger. We're able to overcome. We're resilient and we're tenacious. And all that, says Rav Hirsch, is represented in the number eight. And so the message is that despite everything David HaMelech is confronting, whatever the main theme of this mizmor, be it the gullus, the exile, or be it personal illness and ailment, infirmity, or be it running from enemies and fleeing for life, even though according to the statistics and the data, if you looked at it purely from a natural analysis, you'd give up. You'd say it's hopeless, forget about it. But Alashminis, the fact that it was eight strings, the number eight, means one above nature. We are above, we transcend. Hashem has a plan. Lam Natzeach Alashminis is the koach of Chiddush. Lam Natzeach is Nitzchias. Nitzchias is eternity, eternality. Nitzchias. Lam Natzeach Alashminis is the Nitzchias that comes from Shminis, is the contact with the divine, the contact with eternity that comes from subscribing and believing, from knowing that we are a people of the number eight, and because we're not brought by the number seven, like Sesame Street, Electric Company, one of them, it's been a few years, whichever one, we're a people brought to you by the number eight, not by the number seven. We have the ability. So even though in this mizmor that David HaMelech is describing is moans and groans and tears and cries, but ultimately the enduring message is of strength and tenacity and the capacity to overcome whatever it is that we're facing.